Angélique Bouchard, you stand accused of betraying all those who loved you, of bringing death and evil to two families that would otherwise have been joined by love.
My name is Angélique Collins. I demand that I meet my accuser face to face.
Then look upon the face of the woman who once loved you like a sister.
Dark Shadows, Final Judgment.
You will be found guilty of your crimes, then drawn down into the darkness where you belong, and I'll be restored and beautiful again.
Don't count on that.
No, no, no. You'll burn for eternity, Angélique. You will burn, and your screams will be the music that soothes me as I sleep.
My dear Josette, this is all quite absurd. By what authority do you, or even this court, judge me?
My authority is granted from the darkness itself. You've fallen out of favor with your master. The Dark Lord has a new favorite.
Order! Order! There will be order in the courtroom.
My Lord of Darkness! What's happening? I'm your faithful servant. What could I have possibly done to be chained like a common criminal?
You have not given of yourself fully, Angélique.
But I have.
You still love and hunger to be loved in return. There is no place for love in my work.
Please.
Besides, this promises to be very entertaining.
Let the trial begin.
Dark Shadows, The Lost Girl.
My name is Josette Dupré. I was born in the year of our Lord, 1774. I died in 1795. This is the story of my final journey. This is how I came to be here. You will be found guilty of your crimes, then drawn down into the darkness where you belong, and I'll be restored. You'll burn for eternity, Angélique. You will burn, and your screams will be the music that soothes me as I sleep.
The Dark Lord tricked me.
He said I could win back my soul, but instead I was damned. I was tricked into gambling away my soul.
What is this place? How did I get here?
The beasts did their job. They brought you to me.
No!
It seems you have a chance at redemption. You have 1 hour. If you fail, you and your soul will remain the Dark Lord's property.
My fangs sink into the artery, and blood rushes into my mouth, warm and coppery, and oh, so much better than wine.
All those who walk the dark path claim they were tricked.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry to call at such an hour, but I'm looking for Professor T. Elliot Stokes. He gave me this number.
He's not here. I'm a student of his. Amy Jennings.
Do you believe in evil, Miss Jennings?
Dark Shadows. The Lucifer Gambit.
I don't suppose you know anything about Dominic and Isabel Randall.
Oh, yeah. Everyone does. She was the Witch of Wall Street. Used to be Isabel Cunningham. You heard she died, yeah?
People do.
Miss Jennings.
Who's there?
It's all right, Miss Jennings. It's me, Dominic Randall.
There is your wife?
Yes, or what's left of her.
What's happening? What is she?
A dark soul, apparently. Evil made manifest through pure, undiluted hatred. Hatred for me, I'm afraid.
I'll find you wherever you go, Dominic, and when I do, I'll send you both to hell.
Who are you, Amy Jennings? Open your soul to me. I see
a man in your life. Someone you care for more than anything in the world, but not a lover.
Get out of my head!
And a name. Chris Jennings. What kind of demon is he?
He's not a demon!
Pardon my asking, Miss Jennings, but did the authorities ever find out what happened to your brother?
I don't know. I couldn't take it in. I just had to get away, so I ran. I left Sabrina. Just left her there, and I ran, and I guess I've been running ever since.
Keep running, little girl. You can't hide for long, and when I find you, I'll make you burn.
Amy. Oh, my God. Amy.
Sabrina?
Amy, something terrible's happening in this hospital.
Well, let me guess. A series of unexplained deaths? Bodies coming in clawed, skinned, punctured, burned? Delete as applicable?
No, that's just it. It's quite the opposite. There's been a series of unexplained livings.
Dark Shadows. The Happier Dead.
Staking vampires? Sending demons back to hell? It could be our thing.
Our thing?
Every couple has a thing.
Yeah, like bowling or roller discos.
Well, I'm not doing those things. There's someone I want you to meet.
And who wants to meet you?
Amy, this is Edwin Beadle.
Hi.
Edwin and I got to talking. I mentioned you.
Wouldn't stop.
What you did. And as it turns out, he's a friend of the professor.
Dr. Balthazar, it's happening again.
Pauline, what's going on?
A truck ran him off the road. There were steel pipes in the... It's not possible, Amy. It's just not. His whole chest cavity.
Time of death.
I'm sorry?
This man's got no heart, half a lung, and nobody's called it. Did you even finish medical school?
Dr. Balthazar.
Miss Jennings, I suggest you get back to bed before I have you escorted there by security.
But this man is alive.
Amy, how do we stop a zombie?
One.
Amy.
Two.
Amy.
What?
I can't.
What?
Hear him.
Here lies the murderer, Gerard Stiles.
His head is missing? Damn it.
You want to find the head.
Is that possible?
I'll need a map, a crystal, rosemary, and charcoal. And a large glass of wine.
Dark Shadows, Carriage of the Damned.
Once again, last call for the meet overnight.
Another character to add to our cast of misfits.
Sabrina Jennings.
Sabrina Jennings, what a lovely arrangement of syllables. I'm Elspeth Gardner. Yes, before you say it, that Elspeth Gardner. And this here is Major Crawford Jacobs. But his friends call him Bunsen.
Let's stick to Major for now, shall we?
You've already met Matthew, our charming cabin boy. The lady over there wrestling with the Chardonnay is Pauline Brown.
I'm sorry, but does anyone know where the broom is? I was really looking forward to a white wine spritzer.
Can I get you a whiskey? Single malt. Aged 18 years and it kicks like a Clydesdale. Hallie Stokes, at your service.
I'm here to stop Stiles. You're the one who's transporting his head across state lines, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not. I came here to put a knife in Stiles, once and for all.
If it's not you, and it's not me, then...
Forgive me. I wasn't myself.
Amy, are you going out?
Yeah, I'm going to meet Carolyn for a drink. So what brought this on, this latest gloomy reverie?
I'm not being gloomy. The last couple of nights, I've been reminded of an experience that nearly cost me far more than I care to remember.
What happened?
I was in Egypt. Many years ago now.
Dark Shadows. The Curse of Sharafa.
It was Stokes who brought us to the City of the Dead that night. Normally, custom dictates that the deceased is buried by sunset, but this seemed to be a special case, hence his interest. Her expression was ashen, her eyes darting into the narrow alleys surrounding us. For a moment, she looked at us with what almost seemed to be terrible hatred. Stokes' attention had already been caught. Barnabas, Julia, over there, what are they? We followed his gaze, and there in the dim light we saw two figures. It seemed they were merely men, or at least they had been. A cloud of flies filled the air from the unfortunate man's mouth. The swarm broke my paralysis, and I found myself swatting feebly at the whirling mass that surrounded me. You know of Shurafa, of his death? One look at us confirmed we did. And so she continued, I carry the blood of one who destroyed him, and now he seeks his revenge.
It always seems to be about blood.
It's powerful stuff, Harry. So many spells have blood at their heart. In a second, I was behind her, pulling her head to one side. I could see the blood pulsing in her neck, and I became so hungry for the taste it blocked out all other thought. I felt the pop as my teeth punctured her skin, and I tasted the rush of blood in my mouth. Its metallic taste flooded my senses, so warm, so fresh. Julia, after all the times you have saved me, I will do the same for you, I promise.
Joe, is that you? Who are you? Where am I?
What the hell?
I know you. You can... What's your name?
Devlin. My name's Devlin.
Dark shadows.
And red all over. Hey, lady. That yours?
What?
Well, it says Mrs. Maggie Haskell on it, and that ain't me.
Give me that. Maggie, we have Joe. If you help us get what we want by sunset, he will be released unharmed. Oh, God.
Look, there, near the trees.
What?
Men.
I can't see. Are they men in suits?
They won't let you leave.
Why are they just standing there? What do they want? And why can't I see their faces?
The Inc. is a South American organization with fingers in everything. They are very secretive. And rumor had it that they are mixed up with the occult, black magic. Mucumba, as they say in Brazil.
Oh, come on. Black magic.
You don't believe in the supernatural, Maggie?
Of course not.
It's hot, like fire. Fire all around me. But it's not hurting me. The flames aren't hurting me.
Burke, where are you?
I'm on the plane. Everyone's in their seats, and they're burning. They're dead. I'm surrounded by the burning dead. Maggie, quiet for a second.
What? What is it?
One of them, watching through the window. It wants you to turn around.